but is it not blind that a shepherd is meant to watch? You eat until you're full. You wear the finest wool. You slaughter healthy sheep from a flock you do not keep. You will not help the poor. The sick you do not cure. The broken you don't bind. And lost you never find. You rule the flock by force. You work it like a horse. So they must run and hide with no shepherd to guide. My sheep wander away, and wolves eat them as prey. And they're scattered low and high, on every hill they cry. My flock of sheep across, the face of earth is lost. And no one tries to call, or search for them at all. Woe, shepherds of men, only yourselves you tend. But is it not the flock that a shepherd is meant to watch? You eat until you're full. You wear the finest wool. You slaughter healthy sheep from a flock you do not keep. You shepherds, I demand my flock back from your hand. You're done, you shall no more tend yourselves as before. I'm rescuing my sheep from in between your teeth. No more will they be meat for you to kill and eat. Behold, I'm here to find my flock and take what's mine. I'll keep my sheep a good, just as a shepherd should. I'll rescue everyone from where they may have run when you led them astray that dark and cloudy day. Woe, shepherds of men, only yourselves you tend. But is it not the flock that a shepherd is meant to watch? You eat until you're full. You wear the finest wool. You slaughter healthy sheep from a flock you do not keep. I'll gather in my hand my sheep from every land and bring them back with me to the place they used to be. Near water they'll be led to good pasture and fed. They'll eat the very best. On the mountains they will rest. My sheep I shall lay down. The lost will all be found. I'll bind their broken bones. My strength they shall be shown. But you who grew so strong and fat from doing wrong, I'll wipe you out instead, for with justice all are fed. Woe, shepherds of men, only yourselves you tend. But is it not the flock that a shepherd is meant to watch? You eat until you're full. You wear the finest wool. You slaughter healthy sheep from a flock you do not keep.
Yes, shepherds of men, blessings and greetings, greetings and blessings. Take to heart prophecy from Yechezkel chapter 34, Ezekiel 34. And I just want to remind everyone, we're alive because we want to stay alive in Torah Chaim, instructions of life, Torah Chesed, instructions of kindness, Torah Rachamim, instructions of mercies. You now tuned into the inner, higher frequency of Blog Talk Radio. We call ourselves Soul Class. This is Soul Class 502. Today's presentation is Meditation Equals Wellsprings for the Human Soul. Program presentation number 10. Blessed is our Creator. Shalom, peace, and bracha, blessing upon the human family experience. With Creator's help, we're now broadcasting at 9:34 Eastern Standard Time. It's July 9th, the 15th year, 2,000 years later. And as well, this corresponds to the 22nd day of the month of Tammuz. And of course, we're broadcasting live from Turtle Island, a.k.a. the USA Unified Soul Actualization. Program content will focus on plucking inspiration from the elucidations of Rav Hillel of Potterich, devoted student of the Mittler Rebbe, author of Shar HaYuchud, which is the Gate of Unification, once translated from Hebrew to English. Our call-in number to listen is 347-838-8669. Meanwhile, may the Creator bless and protect you and your loved ones peacefully and pleasantly. Just to let you know what type of tags we're tagging to give you sort of like the incense of what our content is. Divine Creator, Divine Image, Torah, Bible Class, Universal Redemption, Children of Israel and Children of Noah meditating via their blessed soul garments of biblical meditations according to written in Israelite traditions. With that being said, blessed souls, you know there's many ways to present the whole idea of meditation. There is the form of meditation which is engaging one to relax, calm down. If one is a master, one can slow down one's heart rate. One can lower one's blood pressure in a positive fashion. But we're dealing more with within the context of the elucidations that can be gleaned out and shared with you from Shaar Yuchad, the Gate of Unification, again, which was authored by the Mittler Rebbe, who lived from 1773 until he went to the next level of life in 1827. And more specifically today, the elucidation of Rav Hillel Meparich, who lived from about 1895 to 1860 till he went to the next level of life. But I just want to share with you three general forms of contemplation, meditation, his bone marrow, inner understanding, analytical study. They kind of relate to the concepts which are talked a lot about in the inner dimensions of Torah, Panimiyot Torah, Chassidut, Kabbalah. There's Or, Chayas, and Koach. Or, meaning the awareness, the light, the clarity, the consciousness. And one is, within the tradition of the Israelite effort to pray to the Most High, is we study and meditate analytically, a concept thoroughly, and we try to meditate, to try to get the inner understanding of the profundity of that concept until the intellectual element can shine forth for him or her. Then there's an approach of the meditation, this bonenot, before prayer. This is, and I would just want to mention that study form of meditation, which is basically what the Shaar Yuchad is focusing on, relates to Or. The idea of chayot, or vitality, is meditation before davening. This is directed to sensing the vitality of the concept just previously learned, in contrast to sensing the intellectual element emphasized in study-meditation, eon, analytical study. This relates to chayas, vitality. So hopefully from your learning, you will extract out a vitality to take into your prayer to the Most High, whether it be a private prayer or according to our liturgical tradition, of course, for the blessed nations of the world, the human family experience. We certainly humbly invite you to pray using the heartfelt messages of Psalms by the sweet singer of Israel, Naomi Zmirot Yisrael, King David, and the other nine authors of the Book of Psalms. And then there's the meditation in davening, the hisbononot, but the tefillah, have a sense, a hergish, a gefil, for the godliness in the concept learned and the vitality that was extracted from that learning. So these are three rungs on the ladder of sensitivity. But in truth, blessed souls, it's only by the Creator's kindness towards us that we can occasionally sense this godliness spontaneously without any effort at all. This comes about by the virtue of the quality of the ultimate essential Godhood, the Atzmus, the essence within the human soul. For serving the Creator by one's efforts, it is attainable. And in order to get to that sensing of the essence of godliness, it is necessary to engage in these three forms of meditation. And of course, this is a cognitive and then a sensing of the vitality of the concept learned properly, and then to sense the godliness which can be extracted out of the vitality. And I basically extracted a teaching from the Hayom Yom, a seminal work that was composed and gathered, collated together by the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Zchus Yogin Aleinu. I think it was published in 1943, Tufshin Gimel. So let's go on now to the main part of our program. Blessed souls, first of all, I want to give thanks to everyone who offered their well wishes. My father was hospitalized, had an emergency hospitalization the other day, and today's program is dedicated to the continuing stabilization and refuah shlema, complete healing of Reb Shlomo Yaakov ben Esther, aleihis shalom. My father, whose mother was Esther, may she rest in peace. Blessed souls, during the previous presentations of this series, Meditation Equals Wellsprings for the Human Soul, this series, I want to remind everyone again, is designed to assist any human being to consider exploring and then make the brave decision to actualize his or her cognitive understanding via analytical study of Torah/biblical instructions. So in program presentation number 9, we allegorized and revealed some teachings concerning the Zion Tikkuni Gogelus, or Gogalta, which you can learn more about by going to the Book of Zohar, Parshas, or Torah portion, Truma, Daf Kuf Ayin Vav, Amud Beis. You can learn, look that up in the English. That's in the Book of Exodus. It would be corresponding to page 176, the second page, and you can learn about these 7 Tikkuni Gogelus. Now, those 7 Tikkuni Gogelus were allegorized and revealed, as revealed within the Zohar itself, on that section of in Parshas Truma, Daf Kuf Ayin Vav Amud Beis, page 176, the second half, the second side of that page. Those Zion Tikkuni Gogelus, Gogalta, were divinely embedded within the first 7 words of the Torah, Bereshis, Bara, Elohim, Es, Hashemayim, Ve'es Aretz. In the beginning, the Creator created the heaven and the earth. But all of which was concealed within a brief statement by Rav Hillel of Parch, recalling one of his mentors, Rav Zalman Zesmer, a devotee to the first Chabad Rebbe, Rav Shneur Zalman of Liadi, and the second Chabad Rebbe, who actually is really the first Lubavitch Rebbe, Rebbe Shlomo, Rebbe Dov Ber. We now want to return directly to Rav Hillel of Parch's recapitulation of 3 general levels of Chabad: Chachma, wisdom; Binah, understanding; and Das, knowledge. And these 3 general levels of Chabad are referring to cognitive access, processing equals awareness and output dash distribution of human intellect for the human being experiencing such blessed experiences. All of which was briefly mentioned is according to sensitivity / talent that any human being he or she may possess in relation to that Torah concept he or she find themselves bound to perceive it within the context of profundity, right brain perceptions, or even comprehending that Torah concept within the context of elucidative left brain functioning. All the above being a quality of Das, or Dat, whose atypical cognitive assignment is to elicit elevated, usually non-perceivable wisdoms, which preclude or are above typical right brain functioning processing. Yet, this grasping of usually non-perceivable wisdoms is eventually graspable, paradoxically, and perceivable by typical right brain functioning perception of profundity. Then, afterwards, there can occur a cognitive transfer from typical chokhmah-wisdom perceptions, typical bina, understanding, and therefore manifesting a bechein, a practical outcome of Das Elyon, the more one of the 3 elevated forms of Das, at which point Das Tachton, which Rav Hillel earlier in our discussions, earlier presentations, discussed as there only being 1 general level, which can occur, which leads to the transferring of qualitative, comprehensible understanding distilled remotely to the emotional empowerment of the heart. This produces an outcome for the possessor of this emotional empowerment to experience a quality of love and intense desire for that object of his or her Torah contextual desire within his or her blessed art continually, And by continually, we are talking or making an expression of something which is not happening every second of their waking or even sleeping moment, but rather something which is firmly established within his or her cognitive-emotional-spiritual makeup and has now become a part of their persona, part of who they are. Just as we see that the Korban Tomi, the continual, regular sacrifice, which was offered up two times a day, originally in the Mishkan, the tabernacle, which traveled with Moses and the 12 tribes in the desert. It was also identified as the Mishkan for several hundred years in the Holy Land after Yoshua ben Nun led the 12 tribes of Israel into the land and eventually settled to morph into the Beis HaMikdash, the Holy Temple. The Korban Tomid became a firmly established service once again, which you can learn more about in the book of Leviticus, chapter 6, verse 2, as elucidated in the scripture of Torah. It's also mentioned in today's Torah portion of Parshas Pinchas, precisely today, in the Torah portion for the fifth day of the week. And also you can learn more about the old idea of the Korban Tomei, the continual or regular offering, in the various traditions of Torah Shal Baal Peh, in the oral Torah tradition, most notably in the Talmudic tractate of Tomid. So, we find that following, if we choose to follow the trail of human wisdom, ultimately outsourced on a microcosmic level from divine wisdom, this trail of wisdom which expresses itself within a certain perspective as a qualitative dispersion from the essence of power slash potential of a concealed realm of Das Nelam, the hidden realm of atypical cognitive activity, the hidden Das. For wisdom with its, in its own context is merely the perception of some form of existence slash profundity, right brain, cognitive function, while on the other hand, Das is an expression of an atypical connection into the essence of the being of the concept, Ha'atzmut Shel HaMushkal. Thus, Rav Hillel of Parich clarified for future generations, for cognitive, analytical, inner understanding, meditative seekers, that when considering the human experience of perceiving any form of existence, there are two qualities that would be worth our while to become aware of. There is the quality of essence, Abachina Shel Atzmut, and the quality by which Atzmut, the essence, serves as a source, a root, and catalyst for dispersion, dash extension, dash elicitation, which can be tersely quantified within the context of a relationship we've talked about in previous program presentations, namely Chub, Chachmah, Bina, wisdom and understanding. For Chachmah, wisdom, provides the experience of perceiving the essence of some form of existence of a concept, a Metziut Shel HaMushkal, which itself is expressing, dash revealing, some form of essence which can chain down eventually into that particular Torah concept or subject matter under the watchful eye of any human being, him or her. However, the human chachm experience, the experience of a human being reaching out, seeking wisdom, does not reveal the quality of a Torah concept or subject in a qualitative, particularized manner, slash elucidated with various explanations. On the other hand, when there is a qualitative dimension, or particularly a well-elucidated point of a Torah concept or subject, the essence of some tangible existing Torah concept is manifesting as being enclosed within the letters of the human garments of thought, speech, and action, with many, many particularities or parts to that Torah concept or subject. This is also testimony to a form dash quality of dispersion dash elicitation from the essence of a human being previously couched when the term of a general perception, haschalat b'chachma, klalit. And as well, now we see that after a person has being involved, lahaskil b'chachmato, or chachmata, to perceive into the his or her wisdom, achere zeh, he yochola lagia, lahasigo, lahasiga, to comprehend the concept. And even human understanding has now earned the to'ar of levush, garment, and seichel, which was originally sensed by what we started the program, last couple programs before, we talked about this atypical cognitive experience of Das Elyon, one of the three general elevated levels of Das, and Das Tachton, the one general level of the lower level of Das. With that being said, blessed souls, I'd like to tersely end by quoting a verse that actually I prayed today, and I thought I would add it in today's program. That's the beauty of his bonus meditation and analysis and in understanding, is once you start to engage to it, you can start to cut and paste other concepts which may originally seem tangential even before you thought about them, but when you see how they can fit into a presentation, it makes perfect sense. So chapter 107 from Psalms, verse 43, whoever is wise, let him, I'll mention her as well, note these things, and they will comprehend the kindness of Creator. Mi chocham v'yishmor eila v'yizbonunu chaste Adonoi. So concerning the first part of this very short verse in Psalms, whoever is wise, let him note these things, or let her note these things. The human being who is wise will take pains to carefully study the lessons of this psalm, which vividly illustrates that the Creator is in complete control of the world with all of its aspects. It is Creator alone who will determine whether a human being will experience suffering or salvation, captivity or freedom, want or wealth. The wise human being will direct all of his or her prayers to Creator and have confidence in Hashem, the Master, the ultimate ruler of all human fortunes. That's a commentary by the Radak, Rav David Chimchi. And concluding, the last part of this verse, and they will comprehend the kindnesses of Creator. You know, blessed souls, sometimes a person can become confused by what he sees or she sees in the world. It appears as if the wicked are prospering and the righteous are suffering. But if a human being will really start to examine and mizbonen on the workings or the trappings of any human society, he or she will surely conclude that for the most part, there is a prevailing of justice. The good people do succeed, and the bad or wicked people fail. If there are exceptions to this rule, Creator must have confidence in Creator and be assured that certainly the ways of Creator are perfectly just and for the best, and that is also from the Radak Rav David Chimki. We're going to end off now, blessed souls, by playing some more a cappella music from Rosef Kadurner, whose music you're certainly not stranger to, because we've played it during times when we do not play instrumental music, like at this time during the 3 weeks, the period between Yud Zayin, Tammuz, and Tisha B'Av, which our sages have told us will one day be transformed to the Yomim Masasim V'Simcha, joy, happiness and joy. And this is Shir Malar a cappella Tehillim, Psalm 121. I'll read the lyrics in English, then we'll play the music, because Rav Kadurner, or Reb Yosef Kadurner, we're not going to play the music yet, he sings in Hebrew, so you'll understand what the words are if you don't have your Psalms in front of you. A song for ascents, I shall raise my eyes to the mountains, from where will my help come? My help is from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to falter, your guardian will not slumber. Behold the guardian of Israel, and they'll slumber nor sleep. The Creator is your guardian. The Lord is your shadow. He is by your right hand. By day the sun will not smite you, nor the moon at night. The Creator will guard you from all evil. He will guard your soul. The Creator will guard your going out and your coming in from now and to eternity. May all this transpire in a way of Ahav Echad, one love, Goral Echad, one destiny kolano for all of us, Badar Chinom, in a peaceful way, Darchi Shom, in a peaceful way, in a pleasant way, Laham Shich, Bez Hashem Yisbreik. Take care, everyone.
מאין יבוא עזרי, עזרי מאימה שעושה שמיים וארץ, אל ייתן למות רגליך, אל ינום שומריך. הנה לא ינום, ינום ולא ישן, שומר ישראל. Hashem shomrecha, Hashem tzilcha, al yad yeminecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeka, ve-yareach balayla. Hashem ishmorcha mikol ra, ishmor et nafshecha. Hashem ishmor tzedcha uvoecha, me'ata ve'ad olam.
שמשמור צדך ובואה מעתה ועד